At number five, I have Logic Under Pressure. At number four, I have Big Crit Catalactica. At number three, I have Run the Jewels, Run the Jewels 2. At number two, I have J. Cole 2014 Forest Hill Drive. And at number one, I have Cause and Effect.
Number five, I did it, B. Prime crack the top five, man. Four is Pharoah Monch PTSD. The third is Diamond District, Martin Washington. And number two, Open My Eagles, Dark Comedy. And of course, number one is Run the Jewels. Run the Jewels too.
All right, number five, I got Quest, Search and Sylvan. Number four, I have Pharoah Monch, PTSD. Number three, I have Madlib and Freddie Gibbs, Pinata. Number two, I got Prime. And number one, I got Run the Jewels 2.
Number five, I have Cunning Linguist, Strange Journey, Volume 3. At number four, I had Atmosphere, Southsiders. At number three, I had Open Mic Eagles, Dark Comedy. Number two, I had Sage Francis, Copper Gone. And number one,
Nicki Minaj, Pink Flip.
Number one, y'all already know, Run Them Jewels Fast. Run them jewels fast. Run the Jewels 2. Easy number one.
Well, I'll say my number one, because I know
that shit came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know. Like, I hit you guys up like, yo, we should review this because this project was fucking amazing. It was just amazing. And like I said, in, you know, if y'all watch the Prime review, like I don't typically like rappity rap albums. I like artists that are personable, that give me their story. I like to kind of know them, who they are. And Kaz did that with this project. I've never heard of him, but before.
How are you spelling Kaz?
COZZ.
So it's not the guy with the blue and
no,
it's not, not the guy from the West Coast. Yeah, not the S, the dollar sign.
No, but he is from West Coast though.
So we sure it's not the same dude?
No, his name is different.
But maybe he changed the spelling of his name.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know. I just
thought the two dudes being from the West Coast, COZZ.
Yeah, I don't know, but I just know that he J. Cole signed him to Dreamville.
Oh, never mind, I can't do this.
Okay, well, J. Cole signed him to Dreamville. His like lead single on the mixtape was Can't Knock the Hustle. This project, man, for me, it just gave me everything I like. Like, it's a dude that can spit, he's introspective, it has that new sound, it has like a lot of that old school flavor, and he's just fucking rapping. And then he has a remix to Knock the Hustle with J. Cole. God, shit is fucking dope as hell.
Wouldn't the Jewels.
Well, for me, like, look, they made all four of our top fives. It's just it wasn't the best for me. You know what I'm saying? I said that in the review.
Shit.
Well, for you, Mike. Shit. You an LP stan, my nigga. Like,
shit, I'm a Killer Mike stan too. Now.
Yeah, you are.
Shit.
I'm not a stan for either one of them, but
I'm not gonna do your top five either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we go.
Acting like a little bitch. You know they gonna ask for it, man. You know they gonna ask for it.
You know they are. They always do. I don't know why you keep prepared not to do it.
And you did it last year.
I know, man. I wanted to do it this year, but
just do it based off. Just say it. Make a disclaimer. Say, you know, based off what I've listened to this whole year.
But man, I really haven't listened to much.
We can wait to the end. You got to say
make that disclaimer.
Or else the whole comment thing is gonna be like, "Where's my media?
Where's my media?
I got you. I'll switch questions with you whenever y'all finish.
None of mine from the mid year made my end of year. But that's because a lot of my favorite artists.
YG was your number one.
It was my number one.
He didn't survive.
How close did he get?
YG?
Yeah.
Like, man, you know what? All five of those, man, like, I really had to think about. But then I was like, I'm not going back to them like I am going back to these. You know what I'm saying? Because Kaz dropped like around mid-year. You know, Crit and Logic dropped later. And I have it, man, it's been so much hip hop. The one that was really hard for me to keep out of this one, because I've gone back to that one more even than YG, was Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. And I was considering either Logic or Freddie for that number five. And even Sahai, because after you did your mid year, I'm like, fuck, I forgot about that one. And I almost, because I go back to that one a lot too, but for me, it was like Logic's joints was just a little bit more like concise, and he filled in a lot of gaps for me that I already knew from his story, and I go back to it more. So I was like, okay, I gotta put him over there over Freddie. But yeah, man.
I'm surprised you had Logic so low.
Crit's album to me was a little bit better.
No, I'm talking about low, like five. Like even five and four, like both of your five and four selections, I really was surprised that they were that low and J. Cole was that high.
Well,
yeah, there was J. Cole surprised me.
I always hold J. Cole, Crit, and Logic. Like, I put them in the same arena. I always put those three guys in the same arena as to where they are, their placement in hip hop.
Not even a J. Cole fan.
I'm not, but this project it spoke to me, man.
I just wanted to make a quick little shameless plug, right quick. If you want to find out, you know, Mike C. Towns, with top 29 hip hop albums. Right? And this top 10, and you do the top 10 hip hop albums. Yeah, subscribe to his channel. youtube.com/Mike/MikeCTown.
I'm gonna do my
top 10 B tapes of the year on my channel, youtube.com/BZ430. And I'm also gonna do my top 10 hip hop albums on the website, so check it out. Just want to do a shameless plug real quick.
Yeah, what about my top 20 on Dead End?
On Dead End? Oh, you doing his on Dead End?
Yeah, that,
check out FIFO's on Dead End as well. So I don't know if Ken, are you doing
the last 10 slots going to be
live? You know what? I don't know, man. I know I did, you know, I've been doing some stuff for the last few years. I don't know. I think I am going to do something. I just don't know exactly what it is yet.
Okay.
I might actually do it on my YouTube channel.
Okay. So subscribe to our channel.
Shit that'll work or what I want to do next year for.
Anything in yours that we did?
The only thing is Open Mic Eagle, but we kind of talked about that, and Mike did a review on his channel of the album. We kind of briefly talked about it at the mid-year. It is higher than it was at the mid-year review because I had a lot more time to actually sit with it than I did back then. And it's still a fantastic album, man. From the production to Open Mic's lyrics, to the songwriting. You know, I think Idaho is still a creepy-ass song when I listen to it. You know, just about him just being on the road and he's driving, everybody's sleeping. As a guy that used to go back and forth to from here to visit my parents and leaving late at night, and sometimes with your boy, I know that feeling. So whenever I listen to that song, it kind of puts me back in that moment, man. But yeah, man, so, huh?
Qualifiers was the shit. That's like my favorite.
Qualifiers is... Yeah, that one's dope. So yeah, man. Look, everybody should really, really go check that album out. Check out Mike's review. He definitely goes in depth with it on his channel. But it's a fantastic album. Yeah. It probably would have been number one if it wasn't for Run the Jewels. You know, and you know. That speaks to how great that album is.
You know, album I kind of forgot about almost. Not really just like forgot, but like I guess because it came out so early in this year, and I think we pretty much all praised it when it came out with Step Brothers, with Alchemist and Evidence. That's one that, another one. And I think after we did our meet, I was like, ah, damn, I did forget that one. But I like Blueprint. I think Blueprint took the spot of Step Brothers. But yeah, I think Step Brothers. I'm trying to think of some more albums I had listened to that came out like earlier in the year. Of course, I listened to like albums that I had in my top five mid-year, like, you know, Sci-Hi and stuff. But yeah, and like I said, wish I could have put Apollo Brown and Raz Kass in there, because that album
I struggled with that one.
Yeah, that album was, oh man, that I struggled was so with dope. That one. Even Black Milk album was really good. I mean, it was dark, but I can't explain it. It was even better than No Poison, No Paradise, and I wasn't expecting that. I think I wasn't expecting this album to be as good as it was. Not saying that he was gonna make a bad album, but I was just like, damn, the way his storytelling in there, the way he was telling the stories in there, I was like, okay, damn, Black, he's really been stepping up his you know his bars since like the last couple of albums. So I think that's the album I think I hate that I didn't put in my top five.
Anything in your top five we did review?
Most of it.
Which was typically
we didn't review
that wasn't in your actually, top that wasn't in your top your mid anything that wasn't that we did.
Nah, the only swap out was I took out Moody Black's Nausea, and that got replaced with Run the Jewels. That was really the only change. I mean, those are the nothing came out after the mid year that really shocked me like that. There's definitely some projects that I wish
that, you know, if we did a top 10, it would have been a lot easier. But this was actually really stressful because it was hard for me not to put Ferromonte's project in there because it was a damn near a perfect project. But that almost took the place of Cunnilingus. It was just that I listened to Cunnilingus' project more. You know, the Isaiah Rashad, I wish I could have, you know, snuck that in there. But, you know, I just kept thinking about what albums am I just repeatedly putting on. And these are the ones, like, I really feel like that new Sage Francis is really slept on. Like, it's a fucking powerful project. You know, he's always been one of my favorite MCs, but the words he uses, the songs he writes, I feel like people just kind of stuck him in a box and don't pay enough attention to this guy, but that shit is fucking fantastic. And that new Hail Mary Malin.
Money, 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 money,
really nipping the heels of number five as well. And the only, I feel like the only reason I didn't put it in there is because it just came out, and like FIFA was saying, you know, you don't want to hear something and love it immediately and then be like, all right, man, it's better than this. It could just be that it just came out, but I listened to that project nonstop. And seriously, by the time I do my top 10, it's very likely that that shit could be number 3 on my list. It's just, I need to give it more time to sit. But that project was fucking fantastic, as well as Rob Sonic's solo project that he put out, Alice in Thunderland. That shit was fantastic. But yeah, man, this was a tough one. It's not usually this hard, but this year, it wasn't that there were just so many amazing projects. It was just that the ones that came out that were good were really fucking good.
Yeah, that and the last point you mentioned about the volume of good albums here. It's like, I didn't really listen to a lot of hip-hop this year. The ones that I did like, I absolutely loved, and I revisited them more and more and more, but... You know, unlike previous years, I wasn't listening to damn near everything that came out, which I've normally done. I've actually listened to more podcasts than hip-hop this year and some other stuff. So when it came down to actually putting together and compiling like a top five, it was a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be, because the projects that I really, really liked, I absolutely loved. So, you know, it was just like when you sit down and say, what's going to make the list? Yeah. Like, it was easy. Number one was easy. I knew Open Mike Eagle was going to be there. I struggled with Prime only because I understand what you guys are saying, the prisoner of the moment thing. But I also don't want to kind of sort of regret not having it in there with me loving it as much as I,
like I did
as much
younger,
as I do.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. 2011, I was like, man.
Yeah, and the energy that I get from listening to the album, I think that will carry on, you know, throughout 2015 and more. So, you know, but I feel the same way when I listen to Razzcast and Apollo Brown when The Hand of God come on and that shit touched down and it's spinning. So I also kind of also feel the conflict between the two, because that's a really good album that I played a lot. But this Prime, I think it deserved that fifth spot for me.
I felt like this year was like the year for like a lot of new people that I never heard of, you know, come out. Like Kaz, for me, obviously he was my number one. Dave East, which is the first artist that Nas signed to his label. Well, I don't know if he was first. I don't know if he came before Boldy, but Dave East is dope. His project was dope. Black Rose, we didn't review that either. So it's just, you know, a couple new faces that I never heard of that just kind of came out of nowhere for me that were pretty dope. So it was a little weird for me too, man. Like the dudes that I typically love, I loved, and there was a lot of new cats that I really fell in love with this year.
You know what I liked about this year? I think it was a year where we received a lot of projects that, you know, had you know, that were saying something that just, you know, it was still a lot of bullshit out there, but I think we do and have received a lot of albums that has some meaning and purpose behind them, and that was like something that I noticed was a recurring theme within this year.
Do your top five, Nick.
I love that shit.
I do too, man. That's my shit.
You know, that, well, I'll wait.
Ride long winded.
Whatever, man. No, I'm not.
There was no Jay-Z project this year.
It don't matter. He's just going to go on and on. Watch.
Make your decision.
I will be like, this is my man. But you know, like, usually, man, you know.
I don't do this.
And then he do a giggle. I can't do the giggle. But you know what I'm saying? That one.
But yeah, I really don't do this. man, I really didn't wanna do my top five this year because I've been going through a lot this year, like full blown Modest Media now. Like I run my own business, Modest Media. I am modestmedia.com, so check me out if you want video services, graphic design. But I've been busy with that, just moving to a new home. I mean, just been busy, haven't had a lot of time to really listen to the music the way I wanted to, so I didn't want to come on here like I normally do and be able to, you know, give out my top five. But this is my disclaimer. This is basically what, just based off what I've listened to, and I haven't listened to as much as the crew has, obviously, but just based off what I've listened to, I don't even have an order right now, but I can definitely say that Run the Jewels is in there.
You just name
it. Yeah, I'm just naming. This is no particular order because, like I said, man, I haven't even had time to put them in order. But like I said, Run the Jewels 2 is definitely in there. I'm surprised none of y'all didn't have this one, but I got Pinata is still in there.
I had.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, Pinata is still in there from my. Yeah, Pinata. I had Quest, but then I listened to the Logic, and I just gave Logic that edge because, you know, this is his debut project. So I gave that spot to Logic over Quest or whatever. You know, I really like the Quest project, though. I after I saw the review you guys did, I went and listened to it, and I still play it. Like, you know, that would be like 6 or 7 for me if this was a top 10, but... once I heard the Logic, man, it was very on point, and like I said, I'm a Logic fan as well, so you know I was appreciative that he was able to deliver a solid project for his debut. So that's what gave him the edge over Quest. That's 3, right?
Mm-hmm. That's 4.
No, I had Run the Jewels, Prime,
Madlib,
and Madlib, Logic. That's 4.
That's 4. I only got one more spot.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, man.
See, wasn't that hard?
No. Who was the? It was one more.
Bridge Nigga Timeline.
What is that?
That's their album.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Yeah, Bridge Nigga Timeline.
That's the name of it.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Chris. Shit. Who was it?
Crit?
No, not Crit. No, Crit didn't make it.
People hurt.
Schoolboy Q.
I said Prime, right? Did I say Prime?
I don't think you said Prime. I think you said Prime when you read it. When you read.
Okay, well, yeah. So yeah, Prime slid in there, man. I love that project, bro. Like that probably would be my number 2, number 1. I mean, it kind of remind me of Run the Jewels with the high energy, which is why I, like a lot of y'all are saying y'all want part 2. I'm the same way with that, man. I can play that thing from 1 to 9 straight through, man. I just love it, man. Yeah, and then like you guys said, like all of the features brought it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not real big on features like that,
especially with a project that's short.
Yeah, especially with a project that's short. So like I was like most of you guys, like I didn't go and look and search and see what was gonna happen with this thing. So I didn't even know features were on it. I thought it was just them two. You know, so when the feature were on there, and then you know, of course I got the J Electronica verse. It was just like man, they really brought it. So. I was really excited about Prime, so that definitely probably would. I can easily say that would have been even my number 1 or my number 2. But yeah, man, my apologies though, man. Like I've been super busy, like behind.
Yeah, you ain't got no desire to be home.
You behind the camera, like
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Look, yeah, it's hard, man. It's really hard. It's really hard to always be behind the scenes, and it's hard and frustrating, man. Because you know, I originally was supposed to be a part of this, like in front of the camera, man, but. You know, video production is my passion. You know, graphic design is my passion. So, you know, that's just something I gotta live with.
Man, you get FaceTime, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're not full time. Now you more than part time. Like niggas know who my media is. You know, cause think about it, right? Like a lot of shows or whatever. Like when there's a camera person, they don't know who that person is. Like you just get credits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like niggas know who you are. They see you. You've been recognized.
It's not even about that. It's about like, you know, cause I'm a hip hop fan and I want to sit down and listen to the music. You know what I'm saying? But I don't always get the chance to do that because
I'm always behind the camera. It's not about FaceTime for me, you know what I'm saying? I actually would rather be behind the camera, you know. But yeah, but I did want to mention some ones that would have made it was like Diamond District. Like Ken was really hype on it, so that made me go listen to it. And I really like that project. So that would be probably in my top 10.
1978.
Yeah, 1978.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been hearing a lot about that today. Homeboy Sandman, but I haven't heard it yet. I did hear about that Cause. Like I seen that people talking about the Cause.
Hit me up about the Cause.
Yeah, I have seen. I wanted to put Sci-Hi's project because that was part of my. I didn't do the top five mid-year, so that would have been in my mid-year. So I wanted to mention that. Sylvia Demo, I wanted to mention that. And the thing about Sylvia Demo, I didn't like that initially. Then it grew on me. So
she's dope as fuck.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah,
I love that shit. Man.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my top five, man. Sorry, not in order. I'm usually the one that puts them in order, but you know, it's all good.
Danny Hip Hop Man, The Joint. We got a special project coming for you guys. Around January 20th, that's a tentative date. Might get pushed back. You know how these mixtapes and albums work. But we got some dope shit coming just for you guys, man. We got Cormega on the Illmind beat. We got Will Power inside Stimuli. Guys doing Black Metaphor, just to name a few. We got Thurs on there. Clear Soul Forces off with Book Brown on a Black Milk beat. Man, we got so much dope content and music that's gonna come from this joint mixtape experience. In the upcoming weeks, we're gonna be releasing all of the content, interviews.
One of the reasons I believe we still together, because we saw each other struggle too.
We got behind the scenes footage, Cunnilingus. Stay tuned for all of them interviews, man, for all of that content. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Make sure you follow us on all social media because we're going to be posting everything. Make sure you follow us on the channel. And also make sure you download the mixtape when it comes out.